other day I was walking past NYU on the way to meet my pops, you know, and this white boy stops me talking about he and the National Socialist something other, trying to sell me a paper and give me some free media pamphlets. So, you know, I'm in a hurry, right, and I told him, right, and he tried to check me, like, have you ever even heard of the Black Panthers? And well, me, it was fighting so you could go to college and all this, and I'm like, dude, you don't even know me, man. I don't even fucking go here, man. I know who the fuck me is, man. Innocent niggas get locked up every day, man. That ain't nothing new. But yo, on the other hand, you tell some brothers when Mumia's on death row and they think he's making records with Suge Knight. I don't know, man. I guess it's just really where you at, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas on the street running like slaves, trying to eat. Yo, we averages 21 years from the graves back to baby carriages. The same hypocrites screaming pro-life for marriages. We using religion to justify a savageness.
How bad is this?
You and the creator need a mediator. Your priest is human, your relationship with God is greater than men who think they are. Steady issuing death penalties. The people got no right to life cause they all slaves mentally. You turn thou shall not kill into a sham of a commandment. Your interpretation, I cram to understand it like light. So if America's majority white, then the prison's another country like James Baldwin. Blacks and Latinos all in the system like it's a call in the fall in the trap. That's why our blocks are infested with drugs and gats. In fact, cats on death row cause the way they think is illegal. One thing you can't forget when you're dealing with people,
the human element. Does some things bad, does some things good.
The human element.